And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of September, 2009. It's the birthday of Alison Lurie, born in Chicago, 1926, author of The War Between the Tates, Foreign Affairs, which won the Pulitzer Prize. A book that begins, on a cold, blowy February day, a woman is boarding the 10 a.m. flight to London, followed by an invisible dog. The woman's name is Virginia Minor. She is 54 years old, small, plain, and unmarried, the sort of person that no one ever notices, though she is an Ivy League college professor who has published several books and has a well-established reputation in the expanding field of children's literature. It was on this day in 1802 that William Wordsworth wrote one of the few poems he ever wrote in praise of a city, a busy city, London. It was a sonnet entitled Composed Upon Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802, which begins, Earth has not anything to show more fair. Ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields. Never saw I, never felt a calm so deep. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still. He left his home in the Lake District and was on his way to France, passing through London on his way to visit the French girl with whom he had had an illegitimate daughter when he was a young man traveling in France. And it's the birthday of Lauren Isley, born in Lincoln, Nebraska, 1907, an only child of parents in an unhappy marriage, father rarely at home, the mother mentally ill, almost deaf. Lauren Isley, as a little boy, lost one of his best friends because his, Lauren Isley's, family was so strange. The friend's family made the boy end the friendship. He found solace outdoors and in books. Family lived on the edge of town. He'd walk around the prairie, explore caves, catch frogs in the pond. Taught himself to read from Robinson Crusoe. He became a college professor in the field of anthropology and wrote poetic essays about biology, evolution, technology, and ecology. His most famous book, The Immense Journey, came out in 1946. Lauren Isley, who wrote, Sometimes of late years, I find myself thinking the most beautiful sight in the world might be the birds taking over New York after the last man has run away to the hills. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, Apple Season. The kitchen is sweet with the smell of apples, big yellow pie apples, light in the hand, their skins freckled, the stems knobby and thick with bark, as if the tree could not bear to let the apple go. Baskets of apples circle the back door, fill the porch, cover the kitchen table. My mother and my grandmother are running the apple brigade. My mother, always better with machines, is standing at the apple peeler. My grandmother, more at home with a paring knife, faces her across the breadboard. My mother takes an apple in her hand. She pushes it neatly onto the sharp prong and turns the handle that turns the apple, that swivels the blade pressed tight against the apple's side, and peels the skin away in long curling strips that twist and fall to a bucket on the floor. The apples coming off the peeler are winding staircases, little accordions, slinky toys, jack-in-the-box fruit, until my grandmother's paring knife goes slicing through the rings and they become apple pies, apple cakes, apple crisp. Soon they will be married to butter and live with cinnamon and sugar, happily ever after. A poem entitled Apple Season by Joyce Sutphen from Coming Back to the Body, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.